So y'all ready?
Yep.
I think it made me swallow hard.
Oh, we back. Y'all didn't think y'all was going to hear this, did you? Yeah, I'm trying to get the mood right for the show. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling over there? You good over there?
My friend's wondering what's wrong with me.
You got to talk over this a little bit. We don't get hit with the copyright.
Well.
There you go.
This is a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. Makes you feel good. Makes me feel soulful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings you home as a black man.
Man, you hear that song, all your blackness come out until really you realize that he ain't even black.
Right?
I was like, wait, what? Nigga, name Bobby Caldwell. That's straight up paper bag and whiskey. Bobby Caldwell, ain't it?
Paper bag and whiskey.
You know, that shit is in the paper bag.
I mean,
that's Bill Withers' name. Bill Withers, you know you got sideburns if your name Bill Withers.
And whiskey.
Bobby Caldwell was with Bill Withers, nigga. Them niggas was slanging. Some bitches were getting slapped. Look at here. People said, look at here back in them days.
Look at here.
Let me tell you something.
All right, look, this is what we not going to do.
Jive turkey.
We not going to apologize for being gone for a long period of time.
No.
We not doing that no more.
But.
We here. We in your ear. Let me tell you what we not going to talk about.
What we not going to talk about.
We not going to talk about the shooting. You know why we not talking about that?
Well,
I'm pretty sure we got at least two episodes.
Yeah.
Where we've talked about gun control and some shooting. We not here for that, man. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? We have Black Panther.
Mm. Black Panther. Wakanda forever.
And we got Black China.
Ooh.
Do we have her or do somebody else have her?
I don't know.
We all have her now.
Nah. We need to give her back. That was the worst blowjob of all time. Did you see it? Did you see it?
I thought I saw it, but I'm not sure if I saw the right one.
I tweeted
it. Was she laying on her back? Okay, yeah. You tweeted, so you saw it.
Laying on the back with the throat open.
That was it. That was a here nigga blowjob.
Wow.
Here nigga damn. It was that tight.
There was no.
Can I get one? Please, can I get. Here nigga damn.
No moisture, nothing.
It was dry.
Just acting all bad.
Man, that was it, huh? It was only like a minute. Not even that.
Kim's was right. Like China needed work.
I mean, hers was right. The sex tape wasn't, but hers was right.
Oh, yeah, you got the bad angles on that.
Too much time.
Too much rage.
We have given her too much time.
Who?
I can't even say her name.
Black China?
You said it. Too much time on the show, man.
She didn't take that much time on the
dick. She did it.
She ought to be ashamed of herself.
You shouldn't be that lazy with that reputation. You know what I mean?
It throws it off, don't it? And you look like, at it, you be like.
The reputation was like from me looking at her.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with what I've heard. I'm just looking like, man, she must be confident. She must slob it down.
Her name is Black China.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I just rocked with it.
It sounds like a stripper name.
Oh yeah.
It is a stripper name.
Please welcome to the stage. So Black China.
Soon. Wait a minute. They don't play.
No, it doesn't.
Don't none of those black like clubs play. No. No.
Nah. Oh, that doesn't.
Oh, I'm saying.
Hell no, man.
Arrow. I'm trying to get my genuine pony.
Oh.
Black China comes out
the
ball.
Play that.
What you got, man?
What I got?
What you got? What they playing?
I don't know, nigga.
You don't know?
That same shit I just said.
Nah.
You just told us what they don't play.
Hold on. You know what they playing.
I know what they playing,
you
man.
You know what they
I
playing.
I mean, I'll play it right now, man. But No. I don't
you know. Hold on. I know we ain't talked in a good week, but you know what they playing,
I know what they
man.
Playing, man. Last night, it was Kush and Ciroc. I was super geeky. And then
close,
it was... It's,
open, close, yeah. open, close, open, close, open, 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 close, open, close, open, close. That's what they playing, man.
You know, sexiness has changed in the years, man. And I know that I'm getting old.
No.
This is how you know when you're getting old. When shit that you see doesn't turn you on. Like,
yeah, that dry-ass blowjob is one that did not turn you on. That was terrible.
I'm about to offend a lot of people, but I cannot deal with ass tattoos. Butterflies, half of the wing is on one ass, the other wing is on the other ass, and they clapping and
I'm
it makes
offended.
One full.
I like I'm tattoos. Straight I'm offended. A fan of tattoos.
You like them?
Yeah, I like them.
I don't like it, dude.
I'm a fan of tattoos on women. But it depends on
I didn't say tattoos on women. I'm saying ass tattoos, like a full-on portrait on your fucking ass.
Yeah.
Which is forever. Tattoo. She's got cool. It's on one cheek and it goes down the thigh.
One cheek.
The whole ass. Is you just like
dude, a butterfly, dead center.
I can't believe I'm fucking a
with
panda
the wing.
Right
so
now.
When it goes open, close.
You seen the panda
close.
One?
I've seen the panda.
One. And it opened. So,
oh,
I'm
have
fucking
seen
an endangered
one.
Species right now in the face.
You with that? Okay. So two different situations, two different aspects. Yeah, I'm fucking. Aspects. But are you marrying?
I mean, I don't know.
Would you marry a motherfucker with a panda
first,
on the ass?
I mean, it
my
on
first
her.
Thought is to say no, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Who's the chick with the panda on her ass?
Typically not somebody you want to fuck with.
Her name is Panda
long
Supreme.
Term.
Her name is
Panda Supreme.
Panda Supreme.
Yeah, man.
Anybody with a full-on mural on their ass that expands from east to west of your ass and north and south.
Mm-hmm.
All ass is a tattoo.
She's done some jail time.
Oh my God. I mean, look, dude. Come on, man. There's an artist that's sitting there with a fucking a whole ass.
Yeah. Mm. Shout out to that artist.
That ass is meant to clap.
Yeah.
You marrying that?
Was she already clapping before I met her?
Yes. Well, obviously you saw her. You the day you bent it over. You got a fucking panda in your face.
Yeah, I guess it would depend.
I'm thinking while I'm fucking, I'm like, damn, this is some good ass pussy, but this species is endangered like a monolith.
I don't
man.
Think you think that, man. I
do.
Really don't.
After I bust, I'll be like, nah, I can't marry you.
Nah, but look, we know that before, most of the time.
Well, if you know if you're going to marry her or not?
Yeah, usually when you see the chick, you be like, nah, you can't marry this one. Oh, if you're a dude like us that got some sense.
I'm just really
like,
old fashioned because if I see claws on your titties,
none of us.
Where can I take you, other than the typical spots?
Nah,
can take anywhere
that,
you want
man,
to.
But
man.
You just said Eve right there. Eve can get that ring.
No man,
Eve can 100% get that ring. She got with the hint. Yeah,
Eve fucked it up for a lot of women because after Eve did it, everybody thought that they could because it takes a specific. Now I
got
to back it up because
Eve
a specific woman can pull shit off.
Man,
like a specific woman can pull off short hair.
Yeah,
a specific woman can pull off even bald, like completely bald.
Yeah,
a specific woman could possibly pull off the full ass tattoo. But so far. Not anybody I've seen with a full-ass tattoo is married material.
Well, look, you just don't like full-ass tattoos.
I smiled at her.
Who?
I said hello to her, too. Eve.
Who?
She came by
you
the
should've.
Hotel. I couldn't stop myself, too. Hey, how you doing? It just came out.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Like, if you start
this
off,
is not me. This like, normally, I just, you know.
I would've gave her a ring. Yeah. There you go. Down on my ego. She's like, I'm already married. Oh, sorry, just reflexes.
Reflexes.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout
full
out to
ass tattoo. You can't take
she ain't
that.
Got
back.
No half tattoo. What full ass tattoo?
You can't
take.
It's
no
there forever.
Back, really? No, you can do skin grafts now, right?
Yeah. They do that laser shit now.
The
full
laser
ass.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it probably hurt. You got a laser in the ass. Zzz,
zzz. I can't even watch full ass porn.
You got a shit?
Nah, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing, man.
You see, he do the I got a shit movement. It was, and it was like he readjusted.
Hemorrhoids is serious.
Like,
that shit is real.
Yeah, they are real.
Look, man, ain't nothing wrong with my ass, man. Well,
I don't care to know. I don't care to know. All I know is you've been sitting in that seat for like 33 episodes. Mm. You ain't never complained until today. Got a thing for you. Okay, cut.
Had a transition off of his ass.
Oh, that's why?
So I had to put the bobby back on for a minute. We had to get off his ass for a minute, man.
You back on it, though.
Nah, yeah. Hold on, man. Hold on.
It's about to explode to a way. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to do it.
He's going to take it there, right?
Yeah. Here we go. We're there.
All right, there we go. So back to Black China's ass.
That's how you transition, huh?
So I guess during Black History Month, anything with black in it, we can talk about, right? Whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, first we do that, I want to know, what's the worst head you've gotten? Do you remember it?
From what ethnicity?
You don't have to say no name, but do you remember the worst head you've ever gotten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It wasn't terrible, like, though.
Yours wasn't terrible?
Okay, no. So check it out. So, so it was a fat girl, right? And it was my first experience with a big ass fat girl.
That's different because I usually hear fat girls do work.
And she was slobbing, right? But I guess I was supposed to hit it afterwards, but it kept limping down. It kept shriveling every time it was time to penetrate because she was big than the motherfucker, you know?
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh. So I guess I consider that not the greatest head job because it didn't keep me at attention. Like, you in the zone when it's happening, you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you open your eyes, boom, 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 boom. You know, that's what happened, bro. I mean, she was big, bro. But one of my best friends was like, man, don't knock it until you try it. Uh-huh. And then, like, we had another mutual friend that did hit, but denied it, and she put him on blast. And I was like, what's the big deal, bro? If you hit it, you hit it. You know, it's not a big deal. Yeah. You know, don't discriminate. I didn't hit that bitch, man. Fuck that shit, man. Fucking my reputation up. I was like, well, let me see what this shit is about. You know,
yeah.
It's not that bad. You know, I'm okay with me. Fuck them all. You know, Indian, black, white, Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Let me give me a big girl. A big ass big girl. I mean, she was big. We went to the homie's garage. Mm-hmm. She just got the slime, and I was like, all right.
Yes.
All right. She's like, you ready? I was like,
oh my God.
Ain't gonna be. The buck stops here. And that was it. I couldn't do it. Don't that song like explain it?
It goes with it.
You saw everything happen.
That's a sad moment.
$1.
I remember mine. Mine wasn't as epic as yours, but it was dry.
Ooh.
She was in the middle of it, and then I just started just going down in the middle of it.
What do you mean? Oh, it just went away. During the episode,
because it was dry, and it started to just feel funny. It hurt like it was sandpaper.
It hurt. Man, what the fuck was wrong with her lips?
The mouth was cotton.
Cotton
mouth, whatever. She was terrible. She kept going, let me get some water.
What?
I was like, all right, let me get you some water. Got up some water. She went again. She was still dry.
Huh.
She tried to spit on it. It was nothing.
Didn't even hit it. It just sizzled.
Spit was like, nah.
She spit on this shit. It was like, and it just sizzled up. It was gone.
It was horrible, man. It was too much.
It must have been.
Then it's just like, it was too much hand. The hand was dry too.
Oh,
the
my mouth
was
God.
Dry. Everything was dry.
Bitch was chapped.
She was trying, man. But, you know, I'm just like, and, you know, she can feel it going down.
She knows something ain't right.
But she's still trying. She's like, no, I was like, nah, that's all right.
Nah, it's all right. Like, I want to know how
that's how you.
How long did it take for you to just say enough is enough? Like, cut?
Probably about, 3 minutes? Maybe two. Because I'm going, remember, it's like, all right, let me go get some water. Let me get us some water. Can I get some more water? And I go get some more water.
Bitch just sawing at your dick.
Yeah, just cutting it off.
Just zippering you and shit. Ugh.
So it wasn't like, nah, that's right. It was like, all right, and then get the lube, start fucking. Get this nut. Sex wasn't even good, because then I was like, because then I got to get myself back ready after that terrible blowjob. But hers wasn't like a lazy one. She was trying. She was giving
that's
that
what
old,
I'm talking about. That song.
That old heave ho, huh?
That old heave ho. But she just couldn't ho.
Sawing at your shit.
She couldn't hold.
I just
man.
See
a lot of heave, but not
dick
too much
chips
home.
Just flying, you know, like while you're sawing, just man, skin just peeling back. Skin you off, getting circumcised man. And shit.
It's all tender because it's red and shit.
Ugh. Did you put a condom on?
Yeah, that was a condom time.
All right.
Lube up. And
did you have to lube the insides of the condom to get back right?
Oh, damn. It took a minute, man. Like to get back ready to because I'm already done. You know, I'm no longer excited.
No, there's no excitement after this.
So it's a job. You're going into the land.
Yeah,
I got to do this.
Well, since I'm here, we must finish this.
Yeah.
You had to work yourself back up, or as soon as it touched it, everything was back.
I had to work myself back up. Lucky she had a good body, so it didn't take long.
Okay, cool.
But I had to work myself back up.
You had to lube her? She was dry down there, too?
I just did it for myself.
Just to make sure,
just
huh?
Just to make sure that wasn't dry, too.
She'd have shot some lube in her mouth.
Shit was terrible.
At least get it around you.
Get this KY in
around your, you know, your part.
Swallow this KY real quick.
Hey, man, that shit is odor-free, and it's like
rub it all
environmental
around,
safe. Mm. If it can go in a vagina, it can go in your mouth,
that
right?
That was horrible.
Yeah, you're right, man.
The vagina is the most sacred place, so why not your mouth?
After then, I knew to ask, like, if you can't do it right, just don't do it. You know, to
people
to
from this point
to women after it's like don't just do it if you can't do it.
Mm.
Don't it's
just
a true statement.
Don't just dive in because that was
man. Pretty sure
that can mess. If that was my first blowjob, that would mess up blowjobs for me. You know what I'm saying? Like
no,
if that was the first,
it probably would have.
If no, that was not for a man. No,
No.
But how do you know?
If that was for
like
me,
anything your first try.
My first blowjob wasn't the greatest.
You said the greatest. If it was dry and hurtful like mine was, you'd be like, I'm not doing this shit no more.
Hell yeah. I want a new, I want a better experience.
You one of those people that
I
touch.
I
want to
know what love is.
Yes.
You one of those niggas that touched the stone twice.
Show yes. me.
Yeah, he touched the stone twice. He's that nigga. Let me make sure it wasn't.
It's hot.
Still fucking hot. Nah.
Ooh.
What is this, electric? Is it hot? Okay, yeah, hi.
Shit, still hot.
Was I electrocuted just then? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, nah, I don't. Nah, if that could have messed up blowjobs for me.
Possibly, I don't know. I'm willing to try, but it's just. Gonna
I
would have
had. I would have had to hear about it again. So I'm like, nah, you gotta give it another try, man.
Bro, she was wrong, bro. When it's done right, bro, it's the business.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
And I'm like,
yeah, but I'm chapped, bro. All
right, yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm scared.
Till
I got
right
this girl, Keisha. She'll hook it all up for you.
See, and I got to have the right person I'm trusting with that. You know what I mean? It might be my homie who's like, hey, man.
Disclaimer. Anybody named Keisha know what they doing.
I ain't going to put that out there like that.
I will put that out there.
Nah.
Nigga. I'm not going to put
that in Freaky League, what was the first name he said?
Keisha.
All right.
He named a whole bunch of names.
But the first name.
He's got a point.
Keisha.
Because on Lil Wayne's CD, there's a song. The first one. It's called Keisha. She's nasty.
Y'all support Keisha, because I'm telling you, Keisha know what she's doing.
Does that mean
she
Keisha
put
has,
it all over
Keisha
her chest has, and tongue? That's it's in the song. The name
so
is Keisha.
Your kids out there named Keisha.
Don't name her Keisha.
Don't name her Keisha.
Put a ma or a la or some shit on the front. Nope, because all of them can get down too.
Don't do that. Stay away from Keisha.
No, run.
No,
run
no,
to
no,
Keisha.
No. I'm talking about the name if you're a dad. Stay away from Keisha. If you have a daughter, don't name her Keisha.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Nah.
Don't name her Keisha.
We're going nowhere near that.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from any names that
you tell your
like
son to stay away from Keisha?
No, you tell him to find you a Keisha to get that first one out.
Listen, yeah, don't love Keisha. Just
love Keisha.
Yeah, love her. Yours is more.
Like Nick Cannon said,
nicer.
You know, love the drum. Don't love Keisha. Love Keisha.
And then throw her back in the ocean.
People gonna hate me, dude. I think I just said some foul shit.
What about Keisha's?
I mean, I think half the shit that came out of my mouth right now is a
bunch of
bullshit.
It's not like we got a bunch of Keisha's listening. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe one day. You know, like if I'm some leader and shit and they go back to all the all these podcasts,
yeah,
you know,
maybe.
Like, here's your leader right here.
Batnecks and Keisha's. I'm like, oh,
damn. I said some magic on this show, huh? Gonna get me all fucked up later.
And yet I'm the one who hates women.
I love women. I even love Keisha.
I'm the one who says the wrong stuff and the most hateful stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
come on now.
Sometimes. Like,
come on.
Can you imagine if Michelle Obama had a butterfly tattoo on her ass?
Yeah.
You can? No, bruh. No.
I got a good imagination.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can imagine anything. As soon as I said it, you was like, done.
That's surprising he developed in the last couple of years, because you just tell me, I ain't got no imagination.
Or maybe it's just when it comes to that, yeah, he does.
Stuck in the gutter. That's
yeah.
Stuck there. Yeah, you know.
That's sad.
You ever been in the gutter so long, you just like, man, damn.
Yeah, I need to get out of here.
That's a hard place to get out of sometimes.
It is, man.
Especially with Instagram.
Look, bro.
Number one killer.
I think around
Instagram makes it tough for me to get out the gutter. I try.
I think I'm in the gutter every night at 11:25. Oh my
god. What do we call that time? Was there a name for it?
Yeah, I don't know, the Sandman hour.
All right, y'all, I gotta go, man.
Sandman's calling.
Sandman's calling.
All
right. That just means I got work to do before bedtime.
Oh, that shit is. Brandon, you held up. What's your worst one?
Who's in the shower? I didn't know.
It definitely shouldn't have been dry if he was in the shower.
But it wasn't spectacular. Nothing like that. So, got out and just handled the business the regular way.
Did it take you a while to get back ready for it? Or
nah, man, because I was cool. Like, you know what? Don't even trip.
It's all good.
Took care.
Did she apologize?
You can't apologize. She got to go through the motions, go get the mood out. You know what I'm saying? Start caressing the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Don't apologize, because you know what? She didn't apologize or nothing. It was just kind of like a, all right.
Yeah, do your homework. You do better next time.
Y'all didn't even try to help them?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Move on, huh? All right.
I'm not there to teach. I don't know.
Like
how
that.
I don't know how to suck
I mean,
dick.
It's
I
not,
just know how
it's
to
It's not for
feel.
Them. It's for your personal gain.
Yeah, but I don't know how to teach to suck dick. I just know how to.
You know what you like.
You can tell what you like, but
yeah,
I wouldn't go.
Put a lot of spit. Don't let your teeth hit it. There you go. That's it.
I wasn't there to give lessons.
More lip action.
I wonder, though. Could you flip that to get up? No, you're doing it wrong. What you need to do? Cause you like you're in the middle.
Yeah.
No, you're doing it wrong. What you need to do?
No, what you need to do is relax your jaws a little bit more.
Jaws.
Relax your jaws a little.
You
bit
can't
better.
Say jaws. While
relax
you
your
in
jaws
a sexual
a little
moment,
bit more, please. No. All right, take your hands, cup the balls, please.
You see how you're doing this with your lips? Suck your lips in and then.
Just a little bit more. All right. All right. Now make it. Put a little more juice on it. A little more.
Porn tube is available. You just here. Watch this. See this.
A little more.
Do that.
Spit, please. Please.
There you
spit.
Go.
There you go. A little bit more.
I was about to. I remember one girl. One girl. Man, in my apartment, we was about to get down, and.
You got another worse one?
No, this is not bad.
Oh, okay.
It was great because.
Are we going to the great ones?
Like no, because I'm like. I didn't have a bed yet. I'm fresh into the apartment, but we on the carpet, right? And I'm laid flat on my back, and she's like giving me action, right? But as she stopped, she was like, "Okay, let me go to the restroom." So I went back limp, and she comes back from the restroom, and I was like, "I don't know how." I mean, you know, she's like, "No problem, dude." She took the condom and took her mouth, and one stroke from the base all the way to the tip. One
shout out to her.
Made me hard in one pull. Mm-hmm. And then she took one drag of this Alabama black snake and put the condom on and sat right on it. I was like, I think I might marry her.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I thought I wanted to marry her, but then after that act.
She had a butterfly tattoo.
No, after that act, the paranoia kicked in. I'm like, she was too professional in that shit. You know, she done been there.
See, that's where my happiness kicks in.
I know. I was young.
She knows how to do this shit.
Man.
It was great. Yeah. It was, I was like, man, too many. How many dicks did it take for you to learn that magic trick right there?
I'm glad you learned that trick because it's all mine now. That's how I think.
But no, I'm just worried about holding hands in the mall and then somebody be like, hey, Shay.
I guess I give no fucks about that.
And I'm like,
I got Shay now.
Yeah. Because he's probably thinking, man, she couldn't. He probably listening to me. He's like, you getting that shit right now, ain't you?
You got to give him that look, too. Like, I am getting this shit.
And I probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't be like, at that age, I probably be like, who the fuck? What the fuck? But now.
Maybe it's a different age. Than, yeah.
2 years later, I'd probably be. And we walk by and he was like, hey, Shay. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then the next thing, hey, Shay. Shay. I'm like, what happened? Whoa, goddamn.
Motherfucking Shay.
So you get by the waterfall where all the pennies is in it and shit. And there's five niggas standing next to you in the quartet. Shay. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on here? We should do that skit, yo. We should do that skit on Instagram.
Yeah, have you looking like, ah. Oh.
The fuck did I just do?
Oh, man. That'd be hilarious, dude.
That's your greatness right there, man. Standing next to you. Got your unicorn next to you.
That ain't no unicorn.
One pull.
It's a fucking donkey. She done been with everybody.
Hey, man. Shout out to her. Shout out to the one pull chick.
And hopefully you made it to be the last. Or if not.
No. I didn't want to be.
You made it.
I was just thinking about shit. You got to fool me. How many people have you been with? Only four? Okay, cool.
Go practice.
No, but then when we get down and I see. You know in your back of your mind.
Yeah, it's more than four.
It's a 4D. But nah, you ain't gonna, you're not going to question it.
Let me know what I'm getting into. Don't lie to me. Let me know what I'm getting into.
You want to know, bruh?
I'm not going to ask, hey, how many dudes you been with? I don't ask those questions. Those aren't questions I ask. Now, if we in the middle of talking and it comes out, but I'm at the point, well, take it back to 2 years ago. Four. So when I met my wife now. Me and her had to talk. I didn't care. Now it probably would have got me like 21, 22. Then I'd probably be different. Like, how many? Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. Three? You a hoe? Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, now it's just like three? What? Go practice. You don't know what you're doing yet. Fuck out of here.
No more teaching, huh?
Nah. No, I love teaching. Guys, we love teaching. That's something we love to do. Show some chicks some new shit, but. You know, sometimes you want to check the.
Women are highly intelligent.
Know what the fuck they're doing.
I want you to make me believe that I'm teaching you things that you don't, that I know you already know. But just that
some
action right there.
Some women don't know, though, man.
Some women don't know.
Oh, the ones that don't know is the ones I don't want to fuck with. But
yeah, especially the know this is weird ones. Get out of here. What do you mean this is weird? Fuck out of here.
Can't put my thumb in your booty hole, huh?
Get out of here. Get out. Get out my room. But, you know, get out. So you got to get out.
Do you know why he dumped me? Because I wouldn't let him put his thumb in my booty hole.
Like,
fuck
what?
That nigga.
Fuck him. And then they'd be over the house, let me put my thumb in their booty hole.
Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. It is the great history month of.
No, we back.
Yeah, we are. In Black History Month, on time. But I've had
late, like
great ones,
late,
though.
Like niggas is late, huh?
We
on
super,
the end.
Yeah, we super late, yeah. But I've had some great ones.
Incredibly. Man. Incredibly.
They miss
I had
us.
One. So I had one so great, man. It was, I busted a nut twice in one sitting, man.
That was a good one.
That was, man.
That's some good stuff.
Told my girl about it too. I was like, "Hey, this one chick I had back way."
I've had one. Now this is crazy. I've had one. No, more than one. I had like two. What is the spot under the balls?
Taint.
the taint.
The gooch.
She got my gooch. I said, what the fuck is this?
What'd she start doing with it? Flickering.
Just taking the tongue and doing the la la
paint,
la la.
Paint jobbing. Paint the taint.
I said, what the fuck is this?
What that shit is great. What the hell is going on?
That shit was great. I was like, what? Holy yes.
WWE character. Oh, what's the name of that
dude?
Did she
slip a little bit?
I don't even remember. Everything was great. You ever be get one on because she had a hand too doing the thumb thing on my.
Oh, yeah. Flicking the tip.
So whatever, just, I was.
This is wonderful.
Just head is all over the place. Yo,
how do you do that?
The mouth was wet.
Stuck a pinky in your booty.
Nah, she didn't do that. No penetration.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around with you putting anything in my ear.
Don't penetrate.
No licking it.
Nah.
Don't penetrate.
What if you already in that position and she get to doing it?
I'd have to.
And then she hold your legs back and say, "Don't fight it."
I'd have to be some.
No.
It has to be Hennessy. I've told you before.
I've told you before. I got crept on and got that one time, and that shit was the worst ever. Feels like you're taking a shit.
Yeah. Nobody wants to feel that
a
way.
Whole shit. I was like, "What are you doing?" She's, "Oh, I just wanted to do something." I was like, well, "That one right there."
That's why I stopped.
I stopped right there. Now that's me. I don't care if anybody else likes it. Me, I don't want to be penetrated. You can do what you want with your mouth, but don't penetrate me. Just don't penetrate me at all. That shit was horrible. My whole body froze up. It's like my arms got stiff. I was.
This is where we stop. Stop.
And I wanted to say, because it was a surprise. So when it happened, my mom was like, "Get the fuck out of there!" But all that came out was, and I couldn't say shit, and I was frozen.
She had your ass.
Yeah, she had me. And all I could do was just go, "Get out!" And then finally, I got hold of my right arm and just pushed like. Oh, I took a deep. Oh my gosh. Dude. I looked at other women that I fucked in the ass. Like I was going through pictures. I was like, "Man, that's what the fuck I was doing here." Holy shit. Sorry. I'm not going to stop, but sorry.
Ex-wife.
Oh man.
Ex-wife got me.
You got gut?
Not with a finger, but with her tongue.
Oh, she got. Oh, I don't care about
dude,
that.
Dude, I was like laying on. She's at the foot of the bed on her knees.
Yeah, but a tongue is all
right.
That shit.
At the hotel. What's the
bar?
Budget suites. We at the budget suites, yo. I'm laying on the bed. She's on her knees at the foot of the bed. And nigga, she's doing her thing right. And then she just laid my legs back and just went for it. And I was like, no. She was like, shh. That's what she said. She said
what?
And I shut up too, like a little bitch.
Oh, man.
And then she went after it, right? It was wonderful, right?
No, I'm sure it was.
But that shower that I took after that,
you feel it was violated.
Cold. It was cold, huh?
He was in there just
nigga. I swear I heard a Diana Ross song or something sad. I was like, you know how they, and you see that bitch after she been raped and she's laying in the shower and the water's hitting her.
Because you got told to shush and she went back to doing what she was doing.
All of that whole episode, I was like laying there like, am I gay now? But and so I'm running through it all, like questioning my manhood.
Yeah, only if she would have penetrated you and kept going and you liked it.
No, she wasn't with that.
Well, then even then, I probably wouldn't say you're gay, but then I'd be like, hey, man, maybe you may like a little dick. But...
Yo, nah.
Penetration is.
They say the boundaries on the edge of the. They say you don't. You never know what you like until you like it or until you know.
Well, I can fully say what I don't like. I don't penetrate.
Have we all? Because we've all been through the stage where we didn't eat pussy.
Yeah, but you can.
I remember being a young
say, man,
viral cat. Like I ain't never eaten no pussy.
I don't have to suck dick to know I don't like.
What was
it.
That dude?
I wasn't that dude.
Hmm?
You don't have to suck dick to know that you don't like it. So. Yeah, that works in some cases.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, shut that down.
Case closed.
Don't knock it till you try it. Shut that down.
No.
No, knock the fuck out of it.
not just up for dick sucking.
Did not to take us to a war.
Can we get another song place? Up in this motherfucker to switch this?
We need another transition.
Damn. Black History Month, you know?
Black
this
Panther.
This is what we giving them. We giving them the Black Panther. Hey, man, so we all went to Wakanda, right?
I haven't went yet, but I've heard a lot of
Yo, you still ain't went to Wakanda?
Man, I was defeated with homework today.
Oh, today was supposed to be the day?
It was going to be. I got defeated.
And we got, are we going to have to wait till another show before we talk about Wakanda?
Nah.
I kind of want to, though, man.
Cause, why?
Because, man, y'all waited till I...
I'm not y'all. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I mean, I feel like spoilers, if you haven't seen Black Panther right now, there ain't no such thing as a spoiler. Everybody should be able to say what the fuck they want to say.
Spoilers don't bother me.
We at the following weekend. Unless
it's like a movie where there's a plot twist and it's like a Sixth Sense type thing. It's like, no, you don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, there really was no plot twist in this.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Plus, I know a little bit about Black Panther, so. Yeah. This is what it is. How y'all feel about it?
It was a good movie.
Because all I keep hearing is it's the best in the Marvel series. It's
I wouldn't go that far.
I hear a lot of good stuff about Killmonger.
Yes.
I hear he's the best villain, which I...
No.
I can... Well, I'm talking in the Marvel series.
Yes.
Which I don't disagree with that, not seeing it, mainly because Marvel only has one great villain right now, and that's Loki.
Yeah, Loki. But then he went slapstick on us lately, and so
yeah,
I was kind
of bothered.
Yeah, but
I love that Thor 3, though, and they're telling me it's better than Thor 3, so... No. I thought Thor 3 was one of the best ones.
Killmonger is more us than African, and the way he went about that,
it was nice.
There's a lot of
Martin. I know about the speech at the end. Everybody's already told me about
there's
that.
There's a lot of Martin and Malcolm going on in that movie, bro. A lot of Professor X, Magneto going on in there.
Nice.
That's, you know, that fight.
Mm-hmm.
That fight. I'm like, yo.
Where he picks him up, throws him out the waterfall.
Nah. I'm just talking
Somebody told me that was in... Is that in the movie?
Yeah, that's in the movie.
Because I know that was in the comic book, so that's what I'm asking.
I'm just talking about the storyline. Basically, you got the Malcolm and Martin fight. Mm-hmm. They both trying to do the same thing, going about it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That whole struggle. Professor X, Magneto, they trying to go about it a different way.
I don't think T'Challa's trying to do it.
How was Chadwick Boseman, man? Because I like that dude as an actor, but... Everybody talks about Michael B. Jordan. Did Michael B. Jordan outshine him that much?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Michael B. Jordan only had a few parts in that.
But that doesn't mean he didn't outshine him. I'm just asking.
There's a side, because me and him already talked about it, and Brandon says no, but right. I'm on the side to where I feel like...
He did?
Because what villain right now in any... Hit the brakes right now. From the movies we've seen, what's the best villain?
From DC, one, two, three. Marvel,
no,
period.
Just movies, period. And let's talk about comic book character movies.
Oh, you're talking about movies, period.
Movies, period. Comic book character, movies, period. Who is the best villain that you've seen? Go.
Loki to date.
Really? You.
I mean, if you go off of Joker,
because the Joker, because that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Joker, right now. That portrayal, when the bad guy just blows away Batman, you don't give a fuck about what's happening with Batman.
Yeah.
When you like, man,
I was
this thing.
I was stuck in Marvel. I wasn't putting them all, so that's probably why.
So Joker is that dude. And Killmonger, he didn't do that, but he came really damn close to shining with the little screen time that he got.
I get what you get.
The little screen, to have this little much time to shine, but every sentence you say is something so goddamn profound. That
even
you're like,
hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie. Everything is like, shit. This is the man right here.
Nice. Yeah, because I don't watch the second, the Dark Knight trilogy. The Dark Knight, that one. I don't watch that for Batman. I actually watch that just for Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch it for Batman. If you took him out, I don't think I'd like the movie.
I think the cat who played Batman, what was his name?
Christian Bale.
He mentioned something about it. He was like, man, he just
he
blew me out the water. He murdered it.
If I look back on it, I would say the same thing, too. I mean, Chadwick Boseman, he can only do so much, but...
Is it because we already seen him as Black Panther? We already knew he was great as Black Panther?
I didn't see greatness as Black Panther. I saw Black Panther, and I was intrigued to know what he was about. And I was proud to know once I started unraveling his purpose and where he comes from and Wakanda, and that he had more money than Batman and Iron Man.
No,
I was
seeing Chad already played Black Panther. So when you saw him in a whole movie, because nobody's really talking about his performance as a Black Panther.
No. It was the women.
Yeah, I hear.
It was the fight scenes.
Women fight scenes.
And it was Killmonger.
Yeah.
Chadwick did his part as the superhero,
yeah,
but he was not what this was a. People go chime in on this and be like, man, bro.
I already think he's a great Black Panther.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt.
But I was wondering, are we not talking about it? Because we already seen him in Civil War as Black Panther. And it's just like, oh, cool. He was great as Black Panther.
How about this? There's nothing we can say about him being Black Panther. Because unfortunately for him, I don't know if it's unfortunately or fortunately.
Let's say fortunately.
There's certain roles that you get. And once you get this role, that's you forever. Well, he is forever Black Panther. He's not James Brown.
They can switch him like Batman.
He's not Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, but he's a type of actor who can.
You won't remember him as Black Panther from this day forward. I promise you.
I don't think so, because he's that type of actor.
Christopher Reeve, whatever he was in, this motherfucker was Superman.
Well, that's a totally different.
That's a totally
thing.
Different actor. What has he think done
about
before?
Think about the movie again. You can see another person in that. That role that he played.
I'm just saying, when you see him on the streets, they're gonna forget that he was. You're not gonna say, "Hey, James Brown, remember he played James Brown?"
Yeah.
Remember he played Thurgood Marshall?
Yeah.
You don't remember that anymore.
And he played Jackie Robinson.
And Jackie Robinson. That's gone now. He is from this to this date is Black Panther.
I don't see it.
The world, because he's the first big movie screen besides Blade, bigger than Blade.
But it's a
superhero. He got old black people coming out. Everybody, dashiki motherfucker people in dashikis came out.
That's off hype.
Coming to America. Yeah, but they gonna remember this man.
Yeah, but I can't.
Black Panther.
I can't say that yet until he's done these two more movies. Because I've already seen this man be other characters.
$480 million say he is now Black Panther.
Off hype.
Yeah, so I don't see him as just Black Panther. Like Robert Downey Jr. now, I just see Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
What's his name? Logan?
Now he is Wolverine.
Yeah, he's Wolverine.
What the fuck is his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, mate. No, but.
But like Chris Hart, well, because he wasn't really a great Bane.
No. Killmonger.
But are you going to always see him as Killmonger?
No.
He's about to do Creed too.
No. But you're going to say that was a badass Killmonger he did because he is Creed. He's Apollo's son. But he's also Killmonger. But
he died anyway, so it don't matter.
But I hope they resurrect him. They got to put him in some shit and they bring him back. Because
they keep hearing about him. So, I mean, they can. They in the comic book
he
world.
He was cold-blooded, yo. I mean, when you see it, you'll see an African-American boy. And you'll be like, you see yourself in him. And then in that story, and you're like, dang, bro. Mm. You relate to it. Then you see, you're like, it's they did that on purpose to make us here in America. They tapped into something.
I like the director. Him and the director, I guess, work great together.
They got it's a company, I believe.
No, the director.
No, yeah. Coogler. Ryan Coogler. And Michael B. Jordan. They have a company.
Oh, okay. But I just meant they work good together.
Yeah, they...
I've liked all the movies they've done together. One makes me mad, though. I can't watch it again, though, which is Fruitvale Station.
It makes you mad?
Yeah, I can't watch that again.
They got into you then.
Yeah, I can't watch
that. They tapped into something. They did it. They did
it
to me.
That's a movie I only need to see one time. I can't watch it again.
Because it did something to you, right?
100%.
Like, I didn't even see acting. I just saw a day, one of our days.
Yeah.
And that's what how they did it, like, He's walking down the street and he sees the pit bull and he picks up the pit bull and walks him off and he goes and he's that whole thing. I mean, did you write that
or did you just do it?
It just was done.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's slanging because he ain't got no other options. Mm-hmm. And he goes to the store man. And he's trying to get his job back, but he's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody going, if you didn't go through it, many of people is going through this action that's happening. And it's like, yo, bro, this is too, this is hitting home right now. Yeah. Like, he is me. He is we.
Yeah, I can't watch it again.
They do that. They do that. This Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan.
You know how you have those movies where
they made Rocky, they made Rocky relevant again.
Yeah, that was the real Rocky Five.
They made it go back again. They made motherfuckers go, whoa, yo. You know, there was even some rowdy motherfuckers that was like, oh, niggas playing, bringing up the Rocky. And then when they go see it, he was like,
yeah. Hey, if you don't watch the end of that and it don't get you, you ain't got no soul.
They got something. They got something special, and I hope they keep going. I mean,
he's not that, doing Creed 2, which I don't really like, though.
Now that he's got 200 mil behind him, the sky's the limit. Now, so they're going to be throwing money all at him.
The second Creed movie. Skeptical on it.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same director. It's a different guy doing it.
You say why he wasn't trying to do it?
God bless you, brother.
And he said, like, his schedule didn't match up or something like that. Mm. So he wasn't able. But I'm like, man, y'all could have just waited. All this magic they did with the first one and his other movies. Just wait. But I'm still going to see it anyway.
Most likely.
The schedule didn't come out because he knew he had $200 million in his pocket. He's like, yo, that's a lot of weight on my shoulders to be trying to think about anything else other than what I'm trying to do right now.
And this is the most money, I guess I'm being told, that a black director has been given.
Yes, $200 million. They say, here,
that's crazy.
Make it happen.
Shout out to Marvel, man. Marvel, y'all are great.
I actually thank Wonder Woman for that.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman is also another one. Yeah. Woman,
it's the reason. It's the reason when they said, "Let's go in this direction. We see what women can do."
You talking about for the budget? Because Black Panther was already greenlit before Wonder Woman.
Right, but I'm just saying
about the budget, right?
How they do everything in a timely fashion, how there's somebody that's skillfully putting things timely out there, whether the money's out there or not. But it was a perfect timing for it to be A, Black History Month, B, come after a women's movement from Wonder Woman, and them doing what Marvel does. All that together was just a beautiful situation. Everything
again,
just
Marvel's just been hitting.
Timing is right.
Marvel's just been hitting.
I'm just nervous for this Infinity Wars.
I'm not even close to nervous. I watched that trailer at least 5-6 times.
Bro,
I'm excited,
like,
for it.
Thanos is a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand how this can even be a movie.
It's going to be
I'm
more
conflicted.
Than one movie.
But it's not going to be like the comic book. So they're going to figure out.
It's going to be more than one movie.
How to do it. Like, the only thing he's going to destroy the half of the universe in this movie. But if he does, that'd be pretty dope.
What I'm thinking, because how they explain Thanos, and anybody who tells me about Thanos and then my research, is he's a world destroyer. Like, he destroys worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me everything is about to be fucked up.
Yeah, it's because of that Infinity Gauntlet.
Man, and like, he got certain powers with the certain stones, but if he get all 5 stones, that's your ass.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's supposed to attain all these stones.
Like I tell you, he's already powerful without those stones.
Yeah, but like, he's not the strongest character without the stones, but he's like strong. Him and Hulk can fight.
No, I thought he did something
without the stones. But once he gets them stones,
you saying Hulk is as strong as Thanos?
No,
Hulk is stronger than Thanos.
No, he's not.
What?
Yes, he is.
You're the first human being to ever say that to me.
No, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Hulk ain't a world destroyer. He can't destroy a world.
Research it.
You can only get
Black Panther has beat Thanos by himself.
You can only get so angry being the Hulk.
Hulk is stronger than Thanos.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
I cannot believe that.
We can keep doing as he is.
He's not.
Thanos is strong because of the Infinity Stones.
And he's stronger without the Infinity Stones.
He's strong without, but he is the threat because of the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
It does not take the entire Avengers just to beat Thanos.
What?
No.
I heard
by
that.
Himself.
People tell me that
by
Thanos
himself.
That Thanos is the only thing that can beat Thanos.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Like, his strength is surpassed. It's surpassed.
No, that's not true.
Who on this Avenger roster can...
He's just saying Black Panther beat Thanos.
You're talking about one-on-one. He can, strength-wise, he can fight Hulk. But Hulk is stronger.
I seen a picture of Thanos holding Hulk by the head,
and
Hulk is dead.
But what's the difference? Thanos is smarter than Hulk. That's the difference.
But the Hulk is a fucking genius.
Not when he's the Hulk.
Well, which
when he's Bruce Banner, there's like three different types. Okay,
but you see they're emerging. You see in the beginning it was just was Bruce and it was Hulk. But now they're starting to make Hulk speak. Yes. And now he's getting smarter and smarter.
It becomes that later.
Right.
But for the most part, you got Bruce Banner, the genius, and you have Hulk, the strength. Slowly they start to merge. She-Hulk is the one who, she's strong. She's not as strong as Hulk, but she keeps her mind.
I've seen it to where Hulk got glasses on. He's like, hey, you know, the other day I had to make sure. Like, he's actually fully
eventually later on,
fully Bruce and Hulk.
Eventually later on, merged. Depending on the writer, But in most stories, Bruce Banner, genius, Hulk, strength.
Hulk smash, we know.
Hulk smash.
But Thanos.
Is stronger.
I'm not with you on that one.
He's not stronger strength wise.
I'm not with you on that one. I can't go with that.
Dang, you ain't gotta go.
Well, I ain't never seen Hulk boom and blow up a universe, a world.
There's only one version of the Hulk.
There's only one version of the Hulk that does that, and that's World Breaker Hulk. But they don't reach that until after Hulk is sent away to War World or Scar, whichever planet it was, and they killed off his wife over there. So he brought that ass woman back to Earth.
Damn.
Yeah, they shouldn't have sent him.
Said he, every time he stepped on the ground, he would crack like parts of the whole eastern seaboard of the U.S.
But that guy's not strong with Thanos.
No, he's not.
All right.
For Thanos to destroy and basically kill off every hero, and then for life, love, hate, and death to actually have to become beings in order to defeat this man.
This is all Infinity Gauntlet story, though. Thanos got popular because of the Infinity Gauntlet story.
Right.
It's all about the Infinity Gauntlet. So before that. Because he wants to court death. He does all this stuff for death, who in the comic book is a woman. She's a manifestation of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing all this for her. That is what the original Infinity Gauntlet story is.
Some sick shit, ain't it?
Is about.
Niggas trying to court death.
That's why if you listen to the very first Avengers.
What if you heard somebody in your everyday life?
Yeah. But that's why in the very first Avengers movie.
I wouldn't fuck with death because I guarantee you she got a butterfly ass.
Yeah, but do you remember in the very first Avengers movie, right? When they go and they show this moon and it's Thanos talking and he's like, we can't because they're unruly.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to rule them is like trying to court death. And then he turns around and smiles. That's like a little nod because he was trying to court death. That's what that was all about. Only way Thanos is beating Hulk is if he knocks him unconscious. If it's a long, drawn-out fight, Thanos ain't winning that.
But Thanos is smart enough to know already
what
he's about to get into before he gets into it.
That's the thing, yeah.
So he's
smart. He's smart, but he ain't stronger. I'm gonna go with that.
I agree. Right.
You got no choice.
I mean, if they stood face to face to each other, and Thanos punches him, and Hulk punches him, then all of a sudden Hulk gets angry, and then the powers come, and now they're connected. But it won't never get to that because Thanos will probably just disintegrate his ass before it turns into that. He's a master at outthinking. He's playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
Before chess, the game start.
Yeah.
So that means everything is done.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. In the comic, this dude destroyed half of the universe. He destroyed all the celestial beings, which is the gods, you know, like of the strongest ones of the whole. Got the Avengers out of here. Got everybody out of here. Didn't matter what anybody. Got everybody the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Because with that gauntlet, you can do anything.
Mind control. Time control.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking with your emotions and shit. It's done. It's out of there.
Yeah. So
power, strength.
I'm excited as what they're going to do with him in the movie. He's a good character.
As long as they don't fuck him up like they did Iron Man's enemy. What was his name?
Oh, the Mandarin.
The man. They fucked him all the way up.
Yeah, they did. I didn't have nothing to say about it because I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know who the hell the Mandarin was. So when I watched the movie, I was just like, "All right, cool." But they were like, "No, this is the man." I was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah, well, that's wrong. They messed him up, but. You know, like, he's not one of my.
If it wasn't near and dear to your heart, you
yeah, he wasn't near and dear, so I was just, oh, okay, you know, I don't have the attachment to it.
People are saying if like they would have just kept it going like they started it.
I wonder why.
Like, when they started, when he was appearing and it did.
It was looking good, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it came out of nowhere. They were like,
I wonder why they chose to go a different route.
But they tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Because after the movie came out, they did this whole thing where the real Mandarin threatens, you know, the actor guy who was saying he was the Mandarin.
Yeah, yeah.
Threatened him.
Oh,
so,
really? Yeah. I don't know about all this.
It was a YouTube type thing. So technically, the real Mandarin's still out there.
I'm trying to fix that shit.
Yeah, they were trying to fix it. That's what it was.
Yeah, it's too late. That's. I mean, that movie still did decent.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Did what it did. No, it did a lot.
Yeah.
Because it Marvel, came right after the Avengers.
Marvel is hitting. No doubt about it. They gave us from Netflix to the big screen.
Dude, you would have told me Black Panther would make more money and be a better movie than Justice League, I would have looked at you crazy. I would have been like, you wild. You going to tell me you got a movie with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash. Cyborg, Flash. You going to tell me you got that movie.
Aquaman.
You got Black Panther, Aquaman. You gonna tell me that's gonna be a better movie and make more? I would have been like, you crazy. I haven't seen Black Panther yet, obviously, but hearing about it.
That is crazy.
I didn't even think about that until you said that.
Hearing about it, I'm just like, that's nuts. That's how bad DC's fucking up.
Wow.
Your top characters get beat by, let's be honest, bro. Black Panther's another B, probably a C character.
Bro,
and tell me this. On the on the Batman Marvel versus list. Superman, yeah.
Dude,
right?
Yeah.
I stayed far away from Jessica Jones as I could, but I finally just when I did do it, I was mad at myself for not doing it because they can't fuck up now.
Nah, Jessica Jones.
How you make Jessica Jones really, really interesting?
Yeah, I like that show.
Like, I was like, I'm not fucking with no Jessica damn Jones. She's just like a regular no. Because then you got to see Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
You've already seen Daredevil. Daredevil. The way they pitched it to you was they gave you that fight scene.
And Daredevil, yeah, Daredevil.
Because we was like, fuck a Daredevil after we saw what dude did.
I never saw what Ben Affleck did, so I watched Daredevil.
Oh my god! If you go back to see,
oh, you never seen that movie?
Oh my god! If you go see that,
I saw Vin Rames as the Kingpin, and I saw Daredevil. I'm not mad at Vin Rames being the Kingpin, but
you'll try. Watch it. I bet you you'll try. I bet you it won't get through it.
I will.
I'll watch it.
I'm a little older now. I'm a little less judgmental.
Are you?
You gonna only watch it just so you can shit on it more?
Yeah, you are a little less judgmental. Yeah. I'll watch it. I fucking like Sharknado, so I'll watch the shit out of it.
Dude. Anyway, after I saw that, which I did,
I saw them.
Yeah, I saw them shit on Daredevil. Didn't know who Daredevil was, but didn't like that movie after it was. I'm like, well, we don't need to see what a Daredevil was all about.
Right.
And then see what they did with the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
In Daredevil? Oh, Elektra.
Elektra. Shit on that. They shit on her and him.
She was fine in that movie, too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I mean,
not the movie, the show. So then Elektra in the show.
Then when Daredevil was coming out on Netflix, I'm like, I ain't watching this. And then I see that fight scene. I'm like, I got to see this.
And they did the Punisher. Oh.
Ah. Luke Cage, Power Man, they
and then
come
I found
on,
out
Marvel.
Then I found out Power Man's married to Jessica Jones in the comic book. I was like, oh, okay, all right, all
that's
right.
That's got to happen.
Yeah, let's see what's going on.
They killed it, though, man, with Iron Fist, though. They bombed.
Iron Fist is their only bomb.
That didn't work. I tried, so I was waiting.
Iron Fist is their only bomb, and they had a good premise going.
You know
it
what?
Was too much.
If anything, they should have followed the Green Arrow whole thing.
Should have. Like, man, what's taking so long to find out who the fuck Danny Rand is, man? Stop asking this fucking question, man. I'm Danny Rand. Nobody gives a fuck. Beat niggas up. Wasn't enough Iron Fisting going on in that movie either.
Wasn't Iron Fist a white dude in the comics?
Yeah, he's a white dude.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't enough Iron Fisting going on. I needed more fisting.
Wasn't enough fisting going on. Mm-mm. Glowing fisting too.
Powerful, glowing,
balled up, knuckly fisting.
Laying on the bed on your back, and she bring your legs up and say, "Shh,
Iron Fist."
What are you doing, Keisha?
See how I brought all that together?
What are you doing, Keisha?
Oh man, Keisha about to Iron Fist you.
She walk away and she got a butterfly ass.
She tell you,
I knew it, bitch.
She look at you. It's look, Keisha.
Man, we did that too soon, because that's a ender for the show. And shit. That's how you be like, and it's over. That's how you. That's flames, dude. Yeah. That was beautiful. That was a setup.
That was a setup.
Oh, Black History Month.
Black fucking history, man.
February 24th.
Hey, they should have televised the NBA All-Star.
Yeah, I got draft. That on here. Oh, All-Star Draft.
They should have televised it.
Oh, it's coming. I bet you they do it next time.
I wanted probably to see it this year, though.
Did y'all like the All-Star weekend?
I did. Well, I liked the All-Star game.
The game was right. It was righteous. They actually played.
Except for Steph. I think Steph was going through some emotional moods.
Nah, Jimmy Butler was the only asshole.
Look, man,
Jimmy was an ass.
Yeah, he was the only asshole. He was like, man, nah, man.
Even I, and I like Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah,
even
I like him. Like,
look at his knee. His knee probably would have done that in that game.
Well, he shouldn't have.
Nah, that was karma.
Shouldn't have showed up.
Had your ass played in our All-Star game, he'd have been all right.
Shouldn't have took it. Somebody else could have had that spot.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, just be honorary.
Yeah.
Go sit your ass.
You want to play? Nah, I'm not good, man.
I'm not going to play.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're right, man. Somebody else could. Lou Williams could have had that spot.
Yeah.
Lou Williams.
Yeah. Lou Williams should have had that spot if he wasn't going to play.
Why is this name associated with this name? I'm about to say it.
What?
You know how we always talk about getting a lick, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody about to miss the bag, bruh.
Who's about
he's
to
about
miss the
to
bag.
Miss the bag, and I hurt so bad for this brother, dude.
You know who he's about to say? Oh.
He's not going to get the lick.
Definitely not hit Black History Month.
I don't think he's going to hit a lick. If he hits a lick, he'll be up there in the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
He knows right now what we all know. That max contract is not going to happen.
Nah. Who pays him?
Why? Where?
You know what I mean? Like, where are you going?
So
Boston
would have
been the only place.
The only
how
thing
do you continue
was,
to play like that too with that on your mindset? You know what I mean?
I mean, you're still getting millions, but you're not getting
the bag.
The bag.
He's not getting the bag. Look, there was nothing. There was no Boston Celtics, and they said, "What are we gonna do? We don't know." And they let him. They let him go, and all of a sudden, some magic happened. And they was like, okay, well, let's ride this wave. But they knew their weaknesses. They had to mask it. But they knew he played no D. None.
Not a single ounce.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't realize that he was as bad at defense as he was on.
No. What did you just say? Like he was as bad at defense?
I didn't realize he was that bad.
Dude, there is no defense.
Watching him in Cleveland. When I watched him in Cleveland, I was like, damn, he can't.
Remember how
he
used to shit on
but it's like he's short, so it's like, you know.
We used to shit on Harden.
I didn't expect it.
Remember how we used to shit on Harden?
I still shit on him.
Okay, but.
That's only for defense, though.
No, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Bruh has he don't even have Harden D.
Yeah, I mean, he can't.
He don't. Yeah, he can't.
Too small, yeah.
He has no defensive skill. Zero at all. And you cannot and they built it that team was built
system, yeah.
That's yeah, it's the system
defensively.
The Brad Stevens system.
And now we need an offensive juggernaut.
Put
where
the
you
going basket.
Where you gonna go? The Phoenix Suns? They already got the little man the brother
Booker.
Booker leaves and then IT goes there. And can possibly get the bag. Where else can he get the bag? He can't get it at L.A. He's in L.A. right now, coming off the bench.
Nah, y'all not giving him the bag.
Lonzo like,
You thought.
Lonzo, like, look at little man over there.
Yeah, he ain't worried about it. And he's not even having a great year.
That's auto bag. Mm. That's, yeah. You don't have to deserve the bag to get the bag. Lonzo got the bag.
Lonzo's not getting the bag.
I guarantee
Lonzo
you get the bag.
Lonzo is not getting no max deal.
Watch what I say. And you're looking at me like I think he deserves it.
No.
Because I know.
He ain't getting no max deal. If Magic is still there, he ain't getting no max deal.
Yeah, what would give you?
There's something about Lonzo Ball that the kids love. Not our generation.
I get that.
They love this man, and he brings attention to L.A.
Wait a minute. You don't give nobody off the max deal off attention.
He ain't getting no max deal, man.
The way that this shit is going.
Nah.
You got to have some skill. You got to have some.
And I'm not saying he doesn't have skill, but max money skill? Nah.
You might as well say he's going to. He's not going to be.
If y'all
superstar.
Get two big free agents,
are you calling? So
I tell
you,
if you guys
are you
don't
calling
get
him
two
like
big
a Rajon
free
Rondo? Because he's better than Rajon. Nah, he's not. He's just not proven yet.
Rajon is he better? Is he?
Right, I'm just saying yeah, that. I'm saying yeah, he's not proven yet, but he's. I feel like he's going to be turn out better than Rajon.
He may turn out better, but
and that's just hearsay. I don't know.
But then again, you know,
Rajon. Oh shit!
That's a championship, and
he got a chip.
He can play defense, and somehow this dude couldn't shoot. Would you look at the board? He got 30 points. You'd be like, "How does
he could shoot?
How does he?
He just wasn't his job. It just wasn't his job to do it then.
Rondo could not shoot.
I feel like he can.
No, he couldn't.
No, have you? Did you see the way they would play defense on? It was disrespectful.
He stepped to back off. I wanted to back off the TV.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd be at the 3-point line. They'd be standing on the block. Like, go ahead, shoot, nigga.
You say he couldn't hit the back of a barn?
He couldn't do nothing. Do.
With shooting.
Mm.
But.
As far as his shooting.
Pull out 20 assists a night.
Somehow you look at his stat line, it'd be like 12 assists, 20 points.
12
like,
rebounds.
Where the fuck did he get these points from? All twos.
Sean Livingston points.
Straight layups, yeah.
Like, huh? Oh, wow. 16, huh?
Yeah, Sean Livingston points.
John Livingston is another one who creep up with 16, 18. You like,
I got a storyline for every basketball player. They, you know, everybody worth something. They in the NBA.
Yeah, but
they there.
He ain't worth the bag. I'm talking about Lonzo.
He's yet to earn the bag, but I feel like he's going to get the bag.
I don't see it right now.
Well, not right now. They got to give the bag to whoever's coming.
But the thing is, I don't see it.
You don't see it at all.
Him as a max player? No, I don't see him as a max player.
Right.
I see him as the third guy. If he gets the max, I think he'll be a bad contract guy. You know those guys that they say he's got a bad contract? You're like, damn.
Look, if... You got to think about the players
who
got max.
I'm not saying he sucks.
You got to think about people who got max deals. Tristan Thompson.
It ain't max no more.
You can't take it back.
Look, man, salary cap went up. I don't count his deal, man. Fuck that nigga.
$82 million. Anything in 80 millions is a bag.
Fuck that nigga, man. But yeah, it is a bag.
And I think that he's worth. If Tristan Thompson can get it, if somebody like LeBron comes to LA, everybody gets a bag.
See, but that's different.
Everybody gets a bag when he comes, right?
But.
That's
because LeBron won a championship with him or got close 1 year and was like, get this dude the bag.
What? That's how it goes. Because
he got close with him.
That's what I'm saying.
He got close.
So he comes over there to LA. You don't think Lonzo will get a bag?
Can Lonzo get him close to the championship again?
That's crazy, man. That man ain't have no other superstar on that court. He got close.
Nah, he didn't have nobody that year. Love was gone. Your nigga.
So as it all.
Irving was gone.
So as all this happens and they say, LeBron, what do you need? What's next? What can you live without? I cannot live without Tristan Thompson. You better give him the bag. You see how he played. All hustle. They gave him the bag just on those words.
Dude didn't deserve the bag.
That's what I'm saying. So why don't you think that Lonzo can't get the bag?
I take that back. Because in that series, he deserved a bag. Yeah, in that series, Tristan Thompson did deserve the bag.
So they beat four.
I mean, think about it. In that series.
Yeah, because they brought the championship. Yeah, you're right. Okay,
that,
yeah.
In that
yeah.
series when they took Cleveland to six games.
Championship, I got you.
They got really close, and it was pretty much LeBron, Dellavedova, and Tristan Thompson. And Tristan Thompson was gobbling up rebounds by himself.
Yeah.
So off of that series, yeah, he kind of deserved a bag.
Yeah.
If I'm going off of that series, yeah, he deserved a bag.
So what you're telling me,
right?
By what you just said,
yes,
a series can grant you a bag. So Lonzo cannot get a if a series. Why wouldn't you think it's not even possible for Ball to get a bag?
Because I see two other players having a max.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
LA
is one of the players.
If Cleveland can afford to give Tristan Thompson, who else got a bag that day, that year? We know Kyrie got his.
J.R. Smith got a bag.
J.R. Smith got his.
Did he?
Yeah.
But he didn't get max, though. He didn't get max.
He got more than what he kind of should
have. $37 million.
Kevin Love got a bag.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
But Kevin Love can play, though. Let's not act like Kevin Love can't ball.
So I ain't said that.
In that playoff series, too.
Yeah, but it's not his job to be the scorer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got these reasonings behind it. It's not his job. Well, no, but you're saying Lonzo Ball can't get a bag.
I'm on a different subject now when I was talking about Love. I was talking about his skills.
Well, I'm just trying to equate
talking about his bag. If Lonzo is in the Western Conference Finals, or the – no, it can't even be that. It's got to be the Finals.
It's got to be the Finals. Finals.
If they're in the Finals, right, let's be honest, they should probably win it because they'll be playing an East team.
It's like the Finals. Yeah. Think about it.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying Lonzo Ball is worth the bag.
No, but hold on.
I'm simply saying.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and say this, though.
With all these bags I've seen, all these licks.
Let me say it for the record.
He deserves one already.
You know what?
Off the potential of the licks that have already happened.
Come on, man.
Nah, fuck that.
Give me the bag. If John Sally can get a bag.
Damn.
I don't think he got a bag, though.
He definitely did not get a bag.
No, they wasn't giving bags like that.
You know who got bags back then? Jordan.
Jordan was the first serious bag because Magic didn't get a bag. Isaiah didn't get a bag.
Jordan got all
Bird
the bags.
Bird didn't even get a bag.
Jordan got all the bags. That
give me all y'all. Bag. Time, give me all y'all money.
Yeah, took everybody's bags.
That's why Charles Barkley so twisted right now.
Because Jordan keep taking the bags?
Barkley was hurt. Barkley and Reggie Miller, them boys is like, man.
Fucking Jordan.
You robbed me. You robbed me of greatness.
Yeah, the refs helped.
Patrick Ewing. Oh, robbed.
How come nobody wants to talk about the refs during that time? How can we just ignore the refs?
There wasn't no refs at that time.
How can we just ignore that nobody was allowed to touch Jordan?
WWF refs. And this is all they did was hire them.
And this is coming from a person who Jordan was his favorite player.
I bet you they had earphones. They were ear sets.
Yeah. I mean, he's still one of my favorite players. But what I'm saying is, how come none of us, nobody brings the attention that, you know, when Jordan, you couldn't touch him.
You can only tank greatness.
You watched during that time. Jordan was your favorite player also during that time, right?
Yes, indeed. Everybody needs.
Can you agree? You couldn't touch Jordan during that time, his winning years. I'm not talking about.
Let my wife come down here. I guarantee you she'd say that because she'll never.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you, though. Also.
Her being a Utah Jazz fan.
Mm-hmm.
And when he pushed off on Brian.
Oh, that one. See, that's the only one where I'm like, yeah. But yeah,
no,
yeah, you're
but
right.
Them?
Yeah, but if you would have done
that
Jordan.
That ruined their life, yo.
Yeah, it's an offensive foul if you did it to Jordan. It is. If you do that to Jordan, it's an offensive foul.
Yeah, yeah. Mike brought money.
Yeah, but you can't.
He didn't even just bring money. He didn't bring money to himself. They said we got something here.
TV ratings were good.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I'm not gonna front. He took his licks when he you know Detroit whooped his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He took his licks, but when he was winning and they saw that dude was money, you couldn't touch that man. You couldn't breathe his way. That whistle was being blown.
TV money was racking in on that man.
Them refs saw what we saw. There was too many of them great ass shots. They was like. God damn.
Yeah, the rest was watching. And oh, boop.
Nigga, what? Didn't you see he was about to do something special?
Why you
and you gonna foul him?
Yeah. Quit touching.
No, man, foul. What? Tech, you out.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. You don't deserve none of this.
That's one thing that bothers me about ESPN. That's one thing when they talk about Jordan. I was like, you guys gonna sit here and we're not gonna acknowledge that you couldn't touch that man in the '90s?
No, we not. It's like taboo, yo.
I guess so.
I saw somebody's engraved, man. You're forever engraved.
And then when Jordan retired, they saw all the money. But when he retired, they saw all the money that he was getting, and he had all these Jordan clones. So it was like, look, you can't touch none of these guys. And that's when superstar calls started happening.
It's like Lisa Bonet.
Explain, because I have no clue where you're going with this shit.
Follow me.
Okay.
I feel like Lisa was touched a little bit. And Lisa was a wild card. But Bill, she wanted to say something. Say something if you want to. Ruin your career. Ruin your life. I think them refs, I think anybody who said anything about the situation, you could lose your career. If you was a writer, sports writer, write something wrong about Mike. Watch what happened. You're going to get Cosby'd.
What, drugged and raped?
More like what happened to you. You fell off. Mm. Like you had an ability after a different world. If you just hush, we'll take care of you. She hushed us. They gave her a different world. But then she got a different world and she wanted to speak out. And all of a sudden,
she wasn't on the show no
boom,
more.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good point.
Did I kind of tie it in?
Nah, that's a pretty good point.
Because she was on the way.
She was on the way on a different world.
About to be something. And then Whitley took that whole
snatched the fuck out that show.
She was sucking that dick with juices and herbs and everything. She was, Mr. Cosby, is this good? Oh, this is delicious. Telling you. While you at it, can you turn around and let me see that butterfly on your ass? Sure, Mr. Cosby. Put a finger in there. Just to the first knuckle. Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice.
Hope y'all enjoyed the show.